השיעור מבוסס על מאמרים מהספר כתבי בעל הסולם. את הספר ניתן להוריד באתר קבלה לעם, kab.co.il.
אנחנו קוראים בספר
We're reading from the book of Shamati, article number 8. We have audio from Rav Lightman, so we'll read and...
Yes, I'm with you. Go ahead, Niv, start, please.
It says, until the shadows disappear. And we have to understand, what are the shadows in the work, and what are the two shadows? And the thing is that when a person does not feel his providence, that he is the one who rules the world in good that does good, it's like a shadow that hides the sun, like in a corporeal shadow that hides the sun. This makes no change to the sun whatsoever. And it's the same with a person that does not feel his providence. There is no change made above. Rather, there is no change above. As it is written, I, the Lord, do not change. Instead, all the changes are in the receivers. We must observe two discernments in this shade, meaning in this concealment. The first is, when one still has the ability to overcome the darkness and the concealment that one feels, justify the Creator and pray to the Creator, that the Creator will open his eyes to see that all the concealments that one feels come from the Creator, meaning that the Creator does all that to a person so that one may find one's prayer and yearn to cleave on to him. This is so because only through the suffering that one receives from him, wishing to break free from the trouble and flee from the torments, then one does everything he can. Hence, when receiving the concealment and the affliction, one is certain to make the known cure, to do much praying, that the Creator will help him and deliver him from the state he is in. In that state, one still believes in his providence. Two, when one comes to a state where he can no longer prevail and say that all the suffering and pains one feels are because the Creator had sent them to him so as to have a person to ascend in degree, one comes to a state of heresy. This is because one cannot believe in his providence, and naturally one cannot pray. It follows that there are two kinds of shadows, and this is the meaning of, and the shadows flee away, meaning that the shadows will flee from the world. The shade of Klipa, shell, is called another god as sterile and does not bear fruit. In Gdusha, however, it is called, under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one will have place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that, That is, that the Creator causes him all that it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve Him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys this work, so why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. He has no abasement from this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning however the Creator wants one to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, one agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but considers what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, under its shadow I delighted, meaning one covets such a state where one can make some overcoming above reason. Thus, if one does not exert in a state of concealment, when there is still room to pray that the Creator will bring him closer, and he is negligent in that, hence one is sent a second concealment in which one cannot even pray. This is because of the sin of not exerting with all one's might to pray to the Creator. For this reason, one comes to a state of such lowliness. However, after one comes to this state, to that state, one is then pitied from above, and again one is given an awakening from above. The same order begins anew until finally one strengthens in prayer, and the Creator hears his prayer and brings one near and reforms it.
Okay, so let's scrutinize this picture a little bit. All the created beings are under the providence of the Creator. The upper force, the Creator, and the will to receive. The one will to receive alone that he created, which is completely divided, the still vegetative animate and seeing. And these four phases of will to receive come down from the connection with the Creator, which is called the world of Ein Sof, to a state in which they are completely disconnected from Him, a state which is called this world. They come down because only in the form that they will participate in the creation of connection with the Creator, they will feel and knew and attained and lived in a state that is like Him. And being in a state like Him is called that the whole will to receive will receive the same form like the form to bestow, the desire to bestow of the Creator. And also along the way they attain the providence and the support, which is what they do in order to bring all the creatures from still vegetative and animate to this state, then of course the most developed state, which is the phase Dalit, which is the will to receive of the creature, needs to first of all be in connection with the Creator. Because only in the fourth phase there is connection with the Creator in an aware, purposeful manner as he starts to feel his reality itself against the Creator, opposite him, doesn't agree, does agree, for the benefit of his, or for the benefit of the Creator, and so on. Therefore, the fourth phase is actually the center of creation. And all the rest of the phases, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, well, we don't even talk about Shoresh, but Aleph, Bet, and Gimel are the phases that join the fourth phase, and they have no free choice. Therefore, the fourth phase defines how those phases, which are her components, how they participate. The fourth phase is the intention, the direction, and all the rest of the phases are according to that direction they operate without any free choice. And therefore, we talk about people in this world that first of all, they need to feel that they are in concealment. And the entrance towards the work, towards the contact with the Creator, from the matter of complete disconnect, which is the most distant point from Ein Sof, from the Creator. The Creator supposedly is in Ein Sof, and we are in this world. The distancing between us, 125 degrees, and from this world we need to create contact with Him. So the connection starts by the Creator awakening us, starting to awaken us, by illuminating more and more and more. And then, according to these illuminations, the fourth phase starts to uplift. And according to this, are forms of desires, although they're also in fourth phase. But even in fourth phase, there are Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel phases in degrees in it also. And they begin with more refined degrees, and then they become more thick. That's how correction is, from the fine to the coarse, from the easy to the hard, where those parts that we're correcting previously later assist in the correction of the more coarse parts. What actually is the correction? Correction, as we learn, is by the Creator awakening Himself, meaning His illumination, His attitude towards us. Meaning the attitude is beginning to open as a relation of not just good, but the good, not towards the matter itself, the will to receive, like towards still vegetative and animate. Rather, the good, but a purposeful good, meaning that we will have to, through this illumination, get closer to Him. And for that, we need to change our intention. Instead, the degrees of still vegetative and animate that are in us, we need to build in us the degree of speaking. The degree of speaking in us is the intention, which is upon the matter. Just as we learn in the four phases of direct light, that the fourth phase is in its end, it decides that it wants to do the restriction and to give back to the host exactly in the same manner that he receives from him. Because the fourth phase has nothing to return to the Creator, rather only to continue to receive from Him, because all the reception becomes bestowed towards Him, that all the thoughts a person has, all his heart's desires are in the host. And what he receives, it doesn't matter. He looks at the host as much as he enjoys the giving to the host, to the Creator. And by changing constantly this attitude, this relation towards himself, it becomes that he's giving to the Creator, meaning the host, the Creator is the first, he is the first point, and then accordingly, he does with himself what he needs to do towards the guest. That's what he does with himself. It doesn't matter to him what state he goes through. Rather, if it's for the benefit of the host, and he goes to them and does it with necessity, with happiness, and only for that his intentions are. It works out that now the Creator, through His illuminations, through His changes in relationships towards Him, them, towards us, with the best possible intention towards us, we realize that we cannot do anything on ourselves. We cannot awaken anything. The will to receive only responds. It doesn't have anything that is ready from itself something to do. It doesn't have the force of the Creator, a creative force, the force of creation. It doesn't have a light or a generation of energy. It could be either as a receiver without any free will, or to develop through a special attitude the host towards the light, a response. Meaning, what is the quality of the response that will come from him? And therefore, we are always under the complete control of the Creator who shines upon us, and it depends on us how we receive his attitude towards us. It's not that just we receive the attitude of his towards our matter, towards our will to receive. We enjoy more, we enjoy less. Rather, I also receive his attitude, how I respond other than that upon the enjoy more or the enjoy less towards him in return. So if I start to calculate my attitude in return to the Creator, and this for me becomes important, and not how much my matter receives, then it's called that I'm working in faith above reason. Meaning that every single moment in life, and certainly my sensation in my existence that I receive from it, I calculate this within me. I do a calculation. Either I'm doing a calculation only towards my feeling, my reality, or towards how I, from my reality, bestow in return to him. Can I, through my feelings in my life, bestow back to him, respond back to him? And here are the degrees of closeness towards him. And here it is upon which will to receive, which is bigger and bigger, and the sensations in it, which are different, whether good or bad, I can, in return, relate to the Creator. Actually, I come out of the assumption that from the Creator towards us, only the absolute good comes to us. And he cannot cause any harm to anyone. And the fact that the created being feels bad is all in all because he doesn't organize inside of himself his attitude towards what he's receiving. And I gave many examples that I really, and we see this in our life, as much as the person is willing to pay to the surgeon who's going to give him do a surgery on him, and is actually giving him shots, giving him things, doing all kinds of pain to him. It's really hurting him, and he's willing to pay dearly because the goal is what is important. And it's truly so important that he doesn't feel the pain even when he's being cut. That's how much he is so purposefully intended to get rid of the problem and doesn't consider the surgeon to someone who's doing harm to him, rather doing good, and is even willing to pay for it. Meaning it all depends on the attitude towards the Creator in general. The attitude is very different. For instead of feeling bad that I received from him, in the change of my intention in order to bestow, I feel only good and enjoy. Meaning there is no remnant of him doing like a surgeon to do some kind of bad action to my body. Rather, even in the action itself, I feel myself that I am enjoying. But this is all if I equip myself in the intention, with the intention in order to bestow. Meaning everything depends on the change in the intention. How do I change it? And here there is the work of man, at the degree of man, the fourth phase, that I need constantly to ask that in other than the influences, whether they're good or bad, that I feel in my belly and my will to receive, that the Creator will help me to correct my attitude towards what I receive from Him. I want to feel Him as He is, as His influences towards me, which is completely good and benevolent. And not that I want to feel it as if He is good and benevolent towards me. Rather, I want to feel Him as good and benevolent because I don't want to think bad about Him, to relate to Him in a bad way. Because if He hurts me, then certainly I feel bad towards Him. And that's how my animal, my beast does. My kilim, shorish aleph bet gimel, respond in such a way, in an automatic manner, just like that, inevitably. And the will to receive cannot feel any other way towards this bad source. It feels bad towards the source if it feels to the degree, that the measure that it feels bad. And therefore, I don't want to relate in a direct manner to the Creator like I do as I feel in my will to receive. Meaning there's a game here. And we need to be ready for us to feel bad in our will to receive more and more and more in all sorts of forms. And those forms of bad will be more and more sophisticated, more complex, and also qualitative. Meaning I will feel more and more bad, more directed towards the Creator. And to the degree that I want to try and see in Him the source of good, despite the fact that I feel bad, and to feel in Him the source of good in order to not cuss Him, and not in order to feel bad, in order to feel bad. So, if my attitude towards Him becomes important to me, then to that degree I advance. Meaning, first of all, we see that there are here certain confusions to someone who's beginning, a beginner, you know, what we call the first few years in our place. It could be even 5 years or 10 years old. But in our days, it's getting shorter. Meaning it's all my attitude towards Him and that my attitude towards him will not be in connection to what my will to receive feels, and it's not masochism, because to the degree that I change my attitude towards the Creator, I stop to feel that bad. And this is, my bones will tell. I feel it also in still vegetative and animate. I feel pleasure that all my measures join to the fourth phase, towards that intention. But here there is really some very big work in connecting to the Creator, so He will change for me my impression from negative to positive. Why? Because this is actually the goal, to get connected to Him. And therefore, there are in us two paths. One path, how I feel it inside my desire, towards the Shoresh, towards us, it's Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel. And the second path, how I respond towards Him in the fourth phase. And these two connections are actually what builds the contact and the connection between a man and the Creator. Just like now, I'm seeing you, or I hear you, let's say, in one path, and on the other path, I am responding to you. The discernments of still vegetative and animate have no responses in return, no feedback towards the Creator. They only have Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel, operation on behalf of the Creator alone. And if He needed, He feels them, of course. He feels them and operates them according to how, meaning the feeling exists, but they're not participating in it. Whereas in the fourth phase, we need to respond and participate in feedback, in our response in return. And this response has to specifically be very specific. The masach and the reflecting light and what is created. And in that, he is called Adam. This response. In the attitude towards the Creator, we are actually in concealment, because we don't feel exactly what is coming to us from Him, whether in what way it's coming, whether it's nice and or bad, or you know, what's good or what's bad. We, for the time being, measure according to how much our beast receives or feels. I mean, this is called concealment. This is called concealment on one hand, and this is the main thing. Because if we were to feel from Him exactly how it comes, the good and benevolent, we would be differently. But how can we do this? The Creator is sending us good and benevolent, not towards our desires to receive, rather towards the goal, as He wants to bring us above the degree of the beast to the degree of Adam, I'm speaking, meaning His influences towards us are always for the appear to us bad towards the degree of animal in us. Let's say the same thing like with our child. We have a child, and we're pressing on him a little bit, but we're pressing. You need to eat like a good boy. You need to be clean. You need to take, put everything away, and you need to read this. We're constantly taking care of him and trying to develop in him and to cultivate in him the degree of Adam, which is certainly not to his benefit. To his benefit, meaning to his, the animal in him. The animal wants to develop like that, however it feels like. In our world, it's also not so much. Because we see in children, there's an impulse to be similar to the older ones. We are the example to them. In us, the example needs to be the society. For then we will be like children and want to develop. But we see that development depends on many efforts, As much as I will have a good example, then I don't need efforts, then my nature will want to be like them. Therefore, if the society draws us, attracts us, if the society is, in my eyes, big, the friends play with me in such a way that they're big, that they have a connection with the Creator, that they have life. In short, they're playing with me in a good way by giving me an example each time, more higher and good, then it's easier for me, and I ascend without any great efforts. Whereas, if the society doesn't give me an example, or I kind of disregard the society, or they don't talk about the greatness of the Creator, then it's difficult for me. And then, definitely, I have a problem. I don't have good caregivers. So, here with us, in order not to be a beast in this development also, and a person needs to participate in his development himself. What does that mean? That he, together with the society, he builds the society in such a way so it will appear greater than himself each time, more and more and more, until he considers his friends as truly being in Ein Sof. And for him, the society, the greatness of the society, the quality of the society, like the Creator, and no less. No less. If the society is lesser than the Creator, it's a sign that he doesn't appreciate it enough in order to be developing through it in an optimal manner and the quickest possible way. And therefore, here we need to pay attention. Now, if I have a big society, as big as possible, I am like a child, I am drawn after them, and I do run and do whatever they say, and here I have no problem to be similar to the Creator. What does this mean? If the society is big, it teaches me how to be like the Creator, like a big one towards the small ones, just like we are towards our children. But anyways, there is here effort on behalf of men. But this effort is already more qualitative than before. As despite the society being able to constantly give him examples, greater and greater ones, in order to protect him like an individual free particle, his attitude in the society, his attitude with the Creator each time is in the burdening of his heart, meaning that the will to receive in a man is constantly growing more. And upon it each time he needs to work with the society and with the Creator together so that the will to receive, which has grown, as if the child became lazier and doesn't want, then he is given opportunities to participate by him being able to raise the society, by him being able to raise the Creator and raise the importance of the goal. Well, that's like in our world, let's say, to be a pilot for a child. There always is some part of participation of man, like a child, in growing the society in his eyes. And to the degree that he enlarges the society in his eyes, that this society brings him towards the confrontation with the Creator, to being with the Creator, and it works out that here he arranges his direction, Israel, the light, and the Creator, exactly towards the goal. Meaning we can't without the society, because each time we need its example, for it to be in our eyes as great as possible, And all of this in order to come to equivalence with the Creator, so that in the end, what I receive from Him will appear to me as good and benevolent without concealment. Because altogether, right now, I'm also receiving from the Creator Ein Sof, eternity. Only the problem is that my will to receive is opening slowly, slowly, and I am now using, let's say, 1% of all of my will to receive. And instead of that, I am in 1% of it.
And the 1% is also divided into the correct ratio and the incorrect and so on, meaning there is always a concealment. And that's how I advance. It's like all things in our world, like a child that grows. It's very similar to that. And the concealments that I feel toward the group, toward the Creator, toward my qualitative development, so I won't simply grow up to be a beast, a bigger and bigger child, but so that every time the human part in me, the Adam part, will change for the better. So I have to take it from or accept it from a concealment that conceals the greatness of the group and the Creator before me to happiness, to something good, meaning that I start feeling sweet, good things in this concealment. I start feeling that the entire exile in which I'm disconnected from the higher light, from the attitude of the Creator, from feeling Him, the exile is in my favor. And then the exile becomes sweet, specifically by which, to the extent to which I work with it, I build my vessels ever more, my forms of relationship and attitude and perception and understanding of the Creator. And then I invert the shadow of holiness into a revelation. The concealing masach becomes the revealing masach. There's another shadow called the shadow of the Sitra Achra, where then I feel myself under concealment, and through that shadow I have no connection with the Creator. I can't start doing anything there because I'm disconnected from the purposefulness of my situation. Then it's called the shadow of Sitra Achra. Sitra Achra is any state in which I do not feel the connection with the Creator. But He pulls me in a different direction, only toward my will to receive. This is how I take it. This is the difference between the shadows. This is the difference between all of our states. To the point. We always have to feel ourselves 100% certain that we are in Ein Sof, and that the Creator He wants to reveal in us fully and completely. But all in all, our problem is the feeling of the concealment that we have to develop more and more and turn it into a revelation. That's why these shadows and the shadows invert. They will go away and turn into the masach, and then I will relate to the Creator as He does toward me. So, to the point, practically speaking, each and every moment we have to target ourselves at the Creator. First of all, my reality 100% relies on Him, and whatever I receive comes from Him. And on the one hand, what I get from Him is a feeling, and by that feeling, despite the feeling, which is unpleasant, I have to tie myself to him as the good who does good. This is something that I do only if I acquire the right attitude toward him, which is called the intention in order to bestow. The moment despite I feel poorly, and the different discernments, wanting to justify him, and feeling a good attitude toward him, by that I acquire the intention in order to bestow. After I've acquired the intention in order to bestow, whatever kind of intention toward the Creator, despite feeling bad, that bad turns into sweet, good. The intention by which I connect to the Creator actually sweetens, mitigates all the bad feeling in the will to receive. I start feeling the emptiness or the suffering in my will to receive as necessary, so that specifically over that emptiness I build myself and the intention in order to bestow in the higher world. The higher world is specifically built over the feeling of the will to receive, which is called this world. That's how these two worlds are: beneath this world, within the will to receive, in which I felt bad. I built the right attitude toward the Creator despite the bad feeling, and then the feeling of the higher world, which I've built, it's called the attitude toward the Creator. The higher world is called the attitude toward the Creator, that I feel a connection to Him. That feeling rules the evil feeling of the darkness, of the emptiness, and the will to receive, to an extent, to a point where that emptiness becomes worthwhile. And every time I discover a greater and greater will to receive, I feel worse and worse, and atop that, I immediately build a better and better attitude toward the Creator, until I discover my entire Malchut, my entire great big will to receive, and atop it, above it, I build the attitude toward the Creator, which is the source of all good. And because my will to receive is empty, it's emptier and emptier, it follows that I've built the degree of bestowal that way. The binah, chafetz chesed. You don't need anything. I don't need anything in my will to receive. I mean, I don't even have a shirt. I have nothing. I have no cover. I have no fulfillment for my will to receive. I'm naked. And atop it, the good attitude toward the Creator, that's the degree of binah. Chassadim. And later on, I start taking on in the will to receive that is emptied now. In it, I start getting different pleasures, which those torments that I've passed through when I've built the degrees of bestowal toward the Creator, a good attitude toward the Creator, while my desires were revealed as empty. Now, as if all these feelings come back, and I'm working with them in a purposeful, targeted manner, where all that bad which I felt now that I build this new attitude, I find out that the Creator to begin with sent me good, only I had the wrong intention. It's like a small kid that his mom does something bad, he cries out, "Mommy's bad," even though she does good. But he simply doesn't understand and know her intention. He doesn't identify with it. So now we start perceiving now the good attitude of the Creator, and along with it we feel tremendous pleasures because His attitude that's revealed to us as His love. We have to invert these states. This is a great effort, and this is already the degree of complete faith, which is called the light of Chassadim, filled with the light of Chokhmah, and that's how we reach degrees where we work in the Shasa, desires of the Achab. This is actually the process we're going through. That's called I sit in His shade, and that His fruit is tasty to my palate. That from the Creator, the only thing that you get is a tasty fruit, the fruit of life. And it all depends on how do we accept it. So we should feel that now too we are under the influence of the Creator, a good influence. And through the help from the group, we have to invert our attitude toward Him, like toward the good that does good each and every moment. And if there are some states where, on the one hand, we do not ascribe them to Him, then we are altogether disconnected. A person could say, this and this, that is toward the Creator, and this is not. It's forbidden. First of all, we have to ascribe all of this toward Him, none else beside Him. And after there, none else beside Him, where we ascribe everything to Him, work on good that does good to the good and the bad, meaning our thoughts and desires toward the good and the bad are completely equal. Towards Him are completely equal. And this is what we have to work at until we discover this in us. And then all the exiles, all the emptiness, all the murder, all the Holocaust, all those horrific things that we felt on ourselves will turn into the very opposite through the intention. And all the bitter then, and the torments and suffering, all that we have suffered from whomever and whatever, and it also seemed to us that we've suffered this from people and from different events in this world, we'll all feel that it came from the Creator and it was the best possible thing from Him coming in from the very beginning of creation to the very end. It was the complete and good attitude. This is called the right work with the shadows. Questions?
Tov.
Okay, I feel that I've finished exactly on time, so let's hope that till tomorrow I'll improve the connection with you. So let's think that there will be a good connection between us, and then we'll be able... I could see you, not that well, but I could see you. I'm really yearning to be with you, also physically. And we'll continue tomorrow. Good luck from the bottom of the heart with all the tasks that you're facing. I'm really concerned about them. I care for them. And I'm very happy to get your emails. Please send them to me. Only very brief emails about everything that's going on there. Thank you very much. Warm hug to everyone.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run. No time for rest, my journey's just begun. It's all uphill, no finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel and I can't see the light. I stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop, but my heart is strong. Suddenly he is by my side, pushing me with his loving drive. He evokes this love I can't explain, and all I want is for him to attain. Yashar Ken, it is the only way. Yashar Ken, let's turn this night into day. Yashar Ken, I'm not turning back. Yashar Ken, let's use this light to attack. We move on, the rain is coming down. The path is tough, but we hold each other up. It really slows us down, both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Covenant, we're starting to bestow. Suddenly, they are by our side, pushing us with his loving drive. They evoke this love we can't explain. Now we want is for them to attain. Yashar Ken, it is the only way. Yashar Ken, let's turn this night into day. Yashar Ken, I'm not turning back. Yashar Ken,